prodigy, South Central Cartel thug, or should I say South Central Cartel gang. We a thugs the gangster clique, you feel what I'm saying? Man, be on the lookout for that big prodigy, H-N-I-C. That's funny, huh? That's hood nigga in charge for those that been to think I'm trying to be funny and clown the other homie from New York and shit. That's hood nigga in charge. South Central Cartel new shit, chucking it up. And you know, you keep your ears open for Young Prodigy and my boy Drew. Cause we keeping the real West Coast gangster, you feel me? And I'm fucking with Dub CNN. They hood good. Peace. Gang brought a lot. Gang made motherfuckers look this way again. So now it's time to keep that cracking. Come on, man. When did Gang come out? Was it how many years Gang been out now?
One year. Two years.
We need some more Gang.
Yeah.
Hopefully Glass is gonna blow up like Gang did. And Bishop gonna blow up like Gang did. Hopefully some of these new cats coming up, man.
Yeah.
Blow up like Gang did. And you know the West will start getting back.
Yeah, right.
I think it's gonna take a blend of everything. Even some of the old cats. I think, you know, we need some old cats in the gang strong. You know, maybe they not going platinum, but they selling 200,000 or 300,000.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it always was a balance of that, like on the West Coast. You know what I mean? You always had your groups that was out there selling fucking 1 million units, and you also had your groups that was selling 500,000 or 600,000.
Yeah.
And then some that was selling 200,000 or 300,000. Right now, it ain't no, it's either your shit go out and sell 1 million plus or you flop.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Your dad's record just came out and I was hella disappointed that it was so banging. Have you heard the album?
No, I ain't heard it.
It was banging, but it just sold like 23,000 or some shit like that the first week. It came in at number 34 on the Billboard, though.
At the same time, man, I seen a video with him and,
Rick Ross.
Rick Ross cat, man.
Yeah.
But I think they need to put some more muscle behind that, man.
Yeah. I mean, he's on social dev, so I was expecting, like, at least 50,000.
I don't think just because he's on social dev gonna guarantee the sale.
Yeah,
they gotta push that shit like he fucking go sell 1 million the first week. You know?
Yeah, I feel you.
You know, it's like, it's always a they differentiate from artist to artist how much they gonna put behind that shit to push it, man. I mean, I don't know what the situation is, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm just so caught up in my own shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, you feel me?
Yeah.
But, come on.
So what?
Reason for everything.
So where are you gonna release the record now? So, because the last few albums, they've been kind of like not promoted at all.
You know why you ain't see the last few albums? I'm gonna tell you the real talk, man. The reason nobody never seen, like, for instance, West Direction, right?
Right. Tell them what's up with that.
We did West Direction. I had a deal with the same cast that did the 8 album. So was it Veterans Day?
Yeah.
Veterans Day. Okay. Album was supposed to come out June of, it's 2006 now, was it 2005 or 2000, anyway, man, whenever, that time, that year I told you, it was supposed to come out in June.
Yeah, but it kind of got mixed up with Japan and all that, it came out somewhere else before.
That's what I'm finna say, they put the damn record out in Japan first, dog.
Yeah.
It got pirated.
Fuck.
It didn't make no sense to put it out here, yes?
Yeah, I feel
go on my online wire and download that whole album, Mo.
It's fucked up.
You know, it fucked that whole album up, man. The whole album got fucked up, man.
Yeah.
And that fucked me up, dude. That put a bad taste in my mouth, man.
Are you still fucking with them dudes or what?
Oh, hell no.
Hell no. Man.
Hell no. I mean, they got that West Direction record. So if it ever come out, if they decide to ever put it out,
yeah,
it's out. You know, man, and I ain't mad at nobody. It's business, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they thought that was going to be the bet.
Yeah.
So, but I don't think, you know, if you know your shit, man, you're going to put a record out.
Uh-huh.
You got to put it out in the States first.
Yeah.
Then you go and put it out. out everywhere else.
That's what everybody
or
does.
Or put it everywhere at the same time. You
Exactly.
You can't put it out in Japan with the way the internet is now and think that it ain't gonna fuck you up, dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that whole situation, you know, I'm kind of like just holding on to that album, man, because that's like a catalog thing for me. You know, all of the shit that I've been doing for the last 5 to 8 years,
yeah,
all catalog shit that I own.
Yeah, and you know what people are feeling right now, like, from the, all the albums that you put out that didn't get the promotion that it deserved?
No, it's All Day, Every Day.
Yeah, that's the best album. And then after that, the people out here in Europe, I don't know about over there, they really love the duo album you did with LV. The, everybody been asking me, what's up with that? They going to do an album again? I was like, man, I don't know.
Now, you know what, dude? Me and LV finna do.
I'm telling you though, as a, you know, as a friend and everything, like what I've been hearing, the whole combination, the beats, everything was so fly. Everybody loved that record out here.
So, dude, if I do it, man, I gotta be passionate about it. You know, man, I ain't gonna be one of these motherfuckers, man, out here, man, doing this shit for the dollar, man. Motherfuckers giving me some crumbs here and some crumbs there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Fuck that, yeah. Take your time and just make that shit, like, just straight from the heart. Like, Drake always tell me, like, I do shit from the soul, from the heart. I really mean it.
You know what? I got love for Drayston, because Drayston, he ain't taking no short, man. I don't know what Drayston's personal situation is financially, but I can say one thing. Whatever his situation is, he ain't letting motherfuckers Shaw change his talent.
Exactly. That's what I like
when
about.
When I hear his music,
it's banging.
I feel it.
Mhm.
Just like I did 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, that's the problem I have with a lot of music that come out from the West. I hear it and it don't do shit for me, man.
Yeah.
I don't feel that shit. Like, man, it's that shit. You know what I mean? I'm not getting that feeling, dude.
Yeah.
I want that feeling. When I hear, I ain't gonna lie, when I hear Game, I get that feeling.
Yeah, you heard the
when
new
I hear
single?
Some Game shit,
yeah.
When I hear some of his, when I heard that, I'm a Crip nigga, but when I heard that One Blood shit,
yeah,
I like that shit.
Yeah. And you know, they played his single yesterday, too.
I heard it.
Shit, I was like, damn.
It's on there, ain't it on CNN?
Yeah, that shit is hot.
Man, I peeped it, man. You know, it's like, man, you know, I won't, it gotta be that kind of passion, man. You know, that's why I'm shifting all my energies to Young Pride, because Young Pride, he the shit for one. He, motherfuckers don't realize how much the shit he is, and for two, the dude's still passionate about what he's doing.
Yeah, you can hear it in his music, like, he really puts it in there.
Exactly. I'm focusing on Young Pride and Young Drew. All the shit that's finna come out on Prodigy, I done it already.
Right
now, I'm doing the SCC album. Last SCC album, as far as I'm concerned, is chucking it up.
Okay.
Working on it. It ain't coming out till next year. It's coming out, though, yes, for real.
Yes.
It's for sure gonna come
out. Make sure,
out.
Like, the deal is everything is good, like, the promotion and the... So they put it out at the same time and shit.
Man, you know what? We gonna do what we do. It's gonna come out independently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got somebody with us that gonna put some cheese up there, yeah.
And what happened to the solo album?
It's coming out. Same people.
Same people?
Same company. It's just, what happened with that one is I fucked around and got behind.
Okay.
You know, I start doing all kind of other shit, and I kind of threw my own shit off schedule, man. And when I turned it in, I just turned that album in like 2 weeks ago. But, you know, I don't want to get lost in the shuffle, man. So if my shit was to come out this year, I'll be caught up in that Christmas shit.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I ain't trying to get swallowed up by all that. I have to kick back. Ain't none of that shit coming out till next year, bro.
Right.
So it's cool, you know. I'm going to just touch it up and make sure everything right by then.
Yeah.
So, you know. So...